Gmail Podcast, episode number 6, Labels. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com. Click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Labels are similar to email folders, only instead of just filing an email away in a folder, you can apply one or more labels to a message or conversation. Remember, a conversation is a series of messages on the same topic between two or more people. Let's start out by creating some labels. If you don't like them, you can always add, delete, or rename labels in the future. There are two simple ways to create a new label. The first is to check the box next to the message you wish to label. In the More Actions pull-down list above the message list, select New Label. You'll be prompted to enter a new label name. Enter the label name and click OK. At this point, you should notice a few things happen. First, the label will show up next to the subject of the message. Second, on the left in the Labels section, you should see a new label listed. If you click on the label name on the left side of the screen, it will display all messages that have that label. Remember, a message or conversation can contain one or more label. The third thing you will notice is that a label now appears in the More Actions pull-down. If you want to apply this label to more messages in the future, just check them and select the label from the More Actions list. The second way to create a new label is to click on Edit Labels in the Labels section on the left. This allows you to change your list of labels without applying it to any of the conversations. As you label your conversations, you can quickly view all conversations with a specific label by clicking on that label on the left side of the screen. For example, every time I get a message from my mother, I apply the label Family to it. Now when I want to see all of my family email, I click on the left where it says Family under Labels, and there they are, easy to find. In the next show, I'll talk a little bit about filtering and how to apply these labels automatically to incoming messages. That's all for today. Don't forget to stop by the website, click on the Frapper map, and let us know where you're from. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.